Welcome to NAG. Here we will talk about the effects of social inequalities in both real life and the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Social inequalities are the existence of unequal opportunities for different social statuses or groups. Sometimes they can be either negative or positive, depending on your situation or where you live. On this podcast, we will cover situations happening in the world today, like homophobic acts, gender differences in society, and the impact of wealth on daily life.
Hey y'all, did you know that there has been a rise of hate crimes toward the LGBT community? There was a 24-year-old bar manager who was beaten to death in a homophobic act. Many who are a part of this LGBT community are scared because of their life because of how many people are being attacked. Two men were hung in Iran for having sexual affairs. There has been many strict rules enforced for Iranian people if they know people who are gay or are gay. Also, in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, Aunt Alexandra was tried numerous times to change Scout and the way she dressed and acted so she could have more feminine features.
You know what I learned the other day, guys? That women around the world still don't have equal rights as men do. We've come a long way since the 1900s, but it's still not the same everywhere for both genders.
I can't believe that's actually happening. It's crazy that the world has changed so much from that point to now.
Yeah.
This related to both modern day situations and To Kill a Mockingbird. For example, women in Saudi Arabia just got the right to be able to drive because until then they weren't allowed.
That's crazy because in the United States, many women and even teenager women can drive now.
Yeah, I can't imagine what life would be like without getting your license when you're 16 and having to not be able to just because you're a woman.
And being chauffeured around by men, even if they don't want to take you.
The ban was removed and everyone was shocked about it. Before this, women had to depend on men to drive them around everywhere. By 2020, 3 million women should be able to receive license and be able to drive around the country.
That's amazing, and I feel really amazing for the women that have gotten the opportunity, but I also feel bad for the ones that have already died that didn't get the same.
By 2020, 3 million people should be able to receive their license and drive around the country. For so long, only men were allowed to drive, which is unfair to females. Another example of women not being treated the same is that their pay isn't equal to men. All around the world, men are paid more than women for the equal amount of work.
I find that really unfair because I think both men and women put in the same amount of work, so they should get the same amount of money out of it.
Yeah.
Lastly, this relates to Kill a Mockingbird because Calpurnia is not treated as well as she should be. The family says that she's a part of it, but she doesn't even sit and eat dinner with them. All of these scenarios show progress from a while ago, but also show that there's still a long way to go till women are treated the same as men.
Thanks for sharing, Nana. That was really interesting information. So, guys, the other day I found the story about how over 450,000 Americans sit in jail because they are unable to pay bail. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, this is crazy because imagine how many of those 450,000 people might be innocent. You can only imagine.
Definitely.
Along with that, we can gather that wealthy people commit a crime, can get themselves out of a situation, and in this case, it's jail. On the other hand, there are people consumed by poverty that make mistakes and are unable to pay their bill. Another topic I skimmed over was the topic of big companies taking over government subsidies for their advantage. I think this is so unfair.
That is really unfair.
Yeah.
For example, instead of being used for aid for young individuals like it's supposed to be, they can be used for cash cow buildings, which only pushes prices sky high, making the ability of them to be used by young adults unreachable. This is actually insane. Lastly, I was reading some of the novel To Kill a Mockingbird and discovered a situation that fit perfectly with the subject of social inequality. I think you guys will find this fascinating. In the book, there's a family known by the name of the Cunninghams. They are individuals who were affected by the Great Depression and suffered with financial suffering. Because of their position, they did not have the luxury of spending money on frivolous things. Along with not being able to pay for useless things, they were also unable to pay for the necessities. Despite their disadvantages, they did not change their attitude because of a worldly disposition.
Overall, social inequalities vary from small inconveniences to big problems. We had fun talking about different topics and issues going on, and we hope that you tune in and watch again.
Until next time, sincerely, NAG.